B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 3 o'clock hour on General Knowledge Wednesday, and we're giving away a $100 gift card to Nebraska Brazilian Steakhouse today. 3 winners today. Nebraska and Iron Abbey both open for indoor and outdoor dining or curbside. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corps Police Bakery and Deli, world-famous tomato pie, hoagie party trays, every bit as good. 4 o'clock hour, we'll have Rich Hoffman from The Athletic, and we'll talk about the NBA and the bubble and the Sixers and all that kind of stuff. You know, I was just thinking with this Italian category, it reminded me of a story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So here's the story. So I had this friend on the Penn State baseball team. His name was George Weigel. He was a catcher. Mm-hmm. And so we get done practice one day. And it's like 6 o'clock. We showered up. And the athletes ate at a place. It was called Training Tables. So all the athletes had their own little dining area.
Uh-huh.
And they had different food. So I go, you're in a training table? He goes, nah, I'm going to the dining hall, my dorm dining hall tonight. I go, why? He goes, they have mastaccioli. And I go, what? Because Italian dude, mastaccioli. I go, I have no idea what you're talking about. What are you even talking about? He goes, look, I'll walk over here. The menu's on the dorm here. So I go over, and it's spelled. Now write this down, the spelling. Right? Mostaccioli. So, to him, that's mastaccioli.
I can
but
see that.
But to an Italian, it's mustaccioli. Right? So, I didn't know what he was talking about. So, I go, okay, well, so mustaccioli has somewhere along the line turned into penne.
Is that what it is?
Penne, yeah.
I don't know when
the transition happened, but we used to have mustaccioli all the time on Sunday at the Bissonelli house.
Right.
Well, and for some, one year it just turned into penne.
Is penne not an Italian word?
Yes, penne is an Italian word. My whole life it was mustaccioli. And you bought it. It said mustaccioli in a box.
Right.
Now it says penne.
I would have done mastaccioli. Mastaccioli.
I go, George, I didn't expect you to notice, but it's mustaccioli. He goes, what? So I go, I'm so home one day I get home, and we have family dinner, and my Uncle Bo's over there like, with a couple aunts and whatever. And my mom is serving mustaccioli. It's mustaccioli day, right? So I tell the story. I go, my buddy George, you would get a kick out of this Uncle Bo. He goes, I'm going to go to the dining hall because they're having mastaccioli. He goes, what do you expect? Metagon.
Naturally.
Italians have no respect for people that don't know food.
That's
a tough one. It's a little disrespectful.
What I'm saying, like, my Uncle Bo's, what do you expect? Metagon. Like the fact that he didn't know how to pronounce it made him a metagon.
And you don't know where the guy's from. Because Penn State, you got some people out there.
He was a rural Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they don't know what they know about Italian.
But like the difference between our backgrounds, he's going, and I'm going, what the hell is mastaccioli? I've eaten Italian food, but what is that? So I had to go over to the menu and see what it was.
I wonder if it was any good.
No, in a dining hall? You're Italian, right? I go, you gotta be kidding me. You think I'm going in there and eating mustaccioli in a dining hall?
You don't know who's running the dining hall. Could have been an Italian chef.
Could have.
It. Mm-hmm. I go, I'm going to training table. See you later.
Might need to drop off some penne pasta now.
I know.
I could go for some.
Let's go to Jeff in Camden. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
What's going on?
What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
Hey, so how about Tyrone's just an interesting, fascinating character. You got Tyrone Lebowski over there who is upset about the Eagles songs. He's going to run into that cab driver that's playing the Eagles like the Big Lebowski did. You remember that scene? Hey, man, turn the music down. Hey, man, I just don't like the Eagles. Get out of my cab. It's going to end up like that. You got Ty Lebowski over there.
Anyway. That's right. He did say that.
Anyway, man. So I'm supposed to be so surprised, right? When I live in a society when the higher up commander in chief every single day have to duck my head from some crazy madness that comes out on social media or just out of his mouth, right? And when this trickles down into society, now from somebody with a lesser responsibility in society, you know, this is not an activist. This is not Kurt Warner. This is not a thoughtful athlete who has been, you know, proactive and causes for all of his career. This is a knucklehead that's been doing stupid stuff and embarrassing this franchise since he's gotten here. Is this the first time that he's done something dumb in social media and people wanted him gone? How many chances is he going to get?
I guess. Define knucklehead. Define knucklehead. Deshaun Jackson may have been kind of a renegade, but what made him a knucklehead?
What made him a knucklehead? When he didn't know that posting...
No. But you were making a point that he was the knucklehead that led him to do something like that. What in his past as relax? Let me explain.
All right.
Well, when he was an Eagle before, what did he do that made him a knucklehead?
I just told you, social media, him posting what he said was his neighborhood, but later, you know, being exposed as his gang tags, which he was.
That was a false story, man. It wasn't even a true story.
No, it was him explaining it, though. He tried to look tough, and there's always the guys that can't fight their way out of a paper bag that talk the toughest. If he says this in a bar, what if he doesn't tweet this, right? But he says this in front of random Israeli soldier or Arthur Abraham that hears him. Well, then, there's no apology.
No, you're right. That he was wrong. I mean, where are you taking this? What's the end game to this?
He apologized. He reached out to a rabbi and all that. But how about reaching in your pocket and giving him to a cause like the JCC?
Well, he's going
to
be. I guarantee you that's going to be part of it.
Ain't happened yet.
Well, not yet, because they're still trying to figure it out. The first step is that he's going to meet with a rabbi, and so they're going to add layers to this. He's going to do some kind of community thing.
We're expecting a better apology when he can't even do something that's obvious first. This is his brain. He's a simpleton.
All right, man. Listen.
And you got a simpleton at the top, and this is what's dictating
Jeff, let me ask
right
you
now.
That. Let me ask you this, Jeff.
There's a lot of dumbness.
Jeff, would you suspend him?
Suspend him, man. He's embarrassing. If you embarrass me and you're my crew, this is where you get left.
So I'm asking you, would you suspend him? If you were the Eagles, would you suspend Deshaun Jackson for this?
Of course, I just told you I would. In a
heartbeat,
it wouldn't.
Would you have cut him?
With the situation that I'm in, if I'm trying to run a business, which you know running a business is about, see the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think it would have been a problem with the Kansas City Chiefs. Uh-huh. With other franchises, he'd be gone.
Right.
If this were New England, he'd be gone.
All right, Jeff, you want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, but first I want to tell you what.
No, we got to go, man. You've been on too long.
Let's go.
All right, here is America is in the answer. All right, so the word America has to be in your answer.
Okay.
The clue is the alter ego of Steve Rogers.
Captain America.
That's correct. In America. And also the pitcher to pitch for Montreal Spurs that gave the Phillies problems.
Oh, that was his name?
Yeah, Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers.
Was their ace when the Expos and the Phillies were going down the wire in 80 to win the National League pennant. And Mike Schmidt hit a big home run. Did you pop realize that one?
No.
He had a big home run against the Expos and won a game.
It had to be solo. That's my dad. It had to be solo. Without Roy and with Kenny gone, who's the most famous Rogers right now? And Aaron doesn't count because of the D. I'm talking about R-O-G-E. Or without Roy and without Kenny, who's the top Rogers?
It's a good question.
There's always been a top Rogers.
The two Roys, though. The basketball player Roy.
Oh, yeah. But he wasn't at this level of...
No, he wasn't, but he won me a bet once.
There you go.
He won me a bet at Strip NBA Draft, but I won't tell that story. I don't want any ass.
Oh, boy. Is it PG-13?
Yeah, well...
Is it rated R?
It's like, have you played strip poker or strip pool? Guys, what, like...
Do it. It's like a thing.
Sometimes If you have a girlfriend, you know, you do things like that.
Right.
Well, I played strip NBA draft.
Oh, wait. I know this. I've heard this. I've heard portions of this story. Strip NBA draft.
Which was a total unfair bargain.
Why?
Because I knew who was going to get drafted.
Oh, that's right.
So it was like a one-sided thing.
That's right. A violation.
It was a total violation.
Look.
But anyway, that's Roy Rogers is what I want eventually was the winning guy. I picked the Raptors are going to take Roy Rogers.
And then what did somebody have to take off a piece of clothing?
Yes.
What was the clothing coordinate to Roy Rogers?
Roy Rogers was the final.
Oh, that was the final.
That cinched the game for me.
Yeah. Game over.
It was triumphant.
It's not over till it's over.
So that's why I always remember Roy Rogers.
I was going to say.
So he's burned in my mind forever.
I'm sure.
But I can't think of any. Rogers Hornsby?
Yes, he's gone.
Is this last name Rogers?
Oh, somebody alive? Somebody left alive?
The last.
You're Rogers. Right. Roger Ebert's gone too, right?
Yes.
Or is he still alive? Is he dead?
No, he's gone.
Robert Ebert. Wait, I thought Siskel is still alive,
right? I
believe
that they're both gone.
They are?
Yes.
Siskel went first.
Two thumbs down for that news.
Yeah, Ebert had very bad cancer.
Yeah.
Jaw cancer and stuff. It was really bad. Ebert.
He's fed.
Yeah. Rabbit?
I guess he's the top one right now.
Fed?
Yeah.
Daltrey?
I think it's Fed. Right now.
Fed over Roger Daltrey?
Right now, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's the top.
Let's go Wayne, South Carolina. Wayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wayne.
Good afternoon. How are you?
What's going on, Wayne?
So I want to preface my comments by saying I understand certainly the Eagles football is a business, but I just don't see how you keep DeSean Jackson on this team after those comments, especially, you know, coming from a Jewish man and trying to put that aside. I mean, it was so outrageous what he did. I mean, not just with the Hitler comments, but then you double down with some Farrakhan quotes and textures. And I mean, you just have to be a special kind of person, not only just to do that, but to know that you have a Jewish front office, an owner, and a general manager. I mean, it's almost an indictment on UCLA to say that you came from there. I'd be embarrassed. I mean, you just have to be a special kind of ignorant to do something like that. And I just don't see how you keep them. I just think it sends a bad message. I think it enables other players, not just with Philly, but around the league. And in today's society, I can't even watch this team again until you get rid of that guy. I won't even, and I'm from Philly.
Well, you're entitled to feel the way you feel. Now, I ask you to, like, be in charge of this situation. It's probably a little harder when you look at the situation, right? They did not cut Riley Cooper. So, and it was the same owner. And they gave him another chance, right? So now they're going down the route of education, which I think is a good route to go down, right? Second of all, he's an important player. Third of all, they just signed into a 3-year deal.
That's why I said I prefaced my comments that this is a business. And it is hard for me to throw myself within the situation, certainly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I get the whole education part. Some people, first of all, I think some people can't be educated and probably don't want to be educated. To say you're bringing a rabbi in, to me, it's almost laughable. I just, and if I'm him, I'm almost laughing about it. I mean, I just don't understand how the management and ownership of this team, if you look at the environment of today, how you keep him, you know, in this cancel culture and everything else that we have going on, I don't think suspension is enough. I mean, it was so outrageous what he said. I just don't understand how you keep him. I just think it sends a horrible message.
You're entitled to feel that way. There are a lot of people that feel like you. Now, again, the other thing is if you're Jeffrey Lurie, there's a thing in the Jewish culture called being a mensch, right?
I know that very well.
Okay, now if Lurie goes and tries to help his fellow man here by being benevolent and forgiving, that makes him a mensch, does it not?
You sound like my grandmother.
Well, I'm just throwing it out to you, it's not as easy as you think. There are two sides to this.
There's two sides to every story again, and that's why I preface my comments by this is a business. Certainly they want to win. There's a lot of money on the table. I completely get that. But, you know, if I'm an owner and being Jewish and then looking at Roseman and everything else, and honestly, I mean, it makes me feel weak as a person. And maybe as a Jewish man, I almost feel weak the fact that we would keep him.
Listen, I got you. And you're very passionate to feel that way. And you're justified to feel that way. You're justified to feel any way you feel. I had the same reaction as you. I go, oh, my God, it's so heinous that you need to cut him. But that's me. You know, I can't look at it like Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie's got a lot of other things to look into with this. Business-wise and even personal-wise. I mean, I don't know. Would he be more accepted in the Jewish community if he was a minch in this situation? Or would he be more accepted if he was vindictive and said, all right, you got to go? I don't know which way it would roll.
It's a tough thing. That's why I think he has to be suspended. How long will be dictated by what Deshaun does between now and the opener. It could be four games. It could be one game, but I still think he should be suspended because wrong is wrong.
Yeah.
If you can't beat Washington week one without him, you stink anyway.
Probably a safe bet to do it for that one game under those, you know, kind of conditions. Like, you can win that game anyway.
Like, I don't, but I mean, even if you were playing Dallas, though, I would still think you still should suspend him. Yeah. But with Washington being
there, makes it a little easier.
Makes it easier, but it could be longer if Deshaun doesn't do the right things. And it seems like he at least has people around him pushing him to do the right things. And apparently the reason he did the bad initial apology was because he went off of emotion and was upset. Because I really think he was, I don't know how, by the way, it's no excuse. He was very naive about what he said.
Yes.
I think he really thought he was doing something positive somehow. Uh-huh. And then next thing you know, he looks at his phone and he has thousands of replies going, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And I think he was taken aback.
If you were his agent, how would you have reacted? Once it hit, what's your move? His agent.
Well, that's tough because the agent is a Jewish man himself.
Uh huh.
So I'd be personally offended. If I'm a Jewish person, I'd be personally offended whether I knew the guy or not.
But what wheels do you put in motion?
First things first, I tell him to put your phone down and shut up. That's what I would have texted him saying, you see this text? Don't get on your phone again until I talk to, and then I get on the phone with Howie, and I would have came out with one apology. But that's apparently not what happened.
A crafted apology that would not make him look worse.
Right. And I also would have already had somebody have reached out because I'm assuming that if you're Jewish, just like if you're black, even if you don't go to church, you know someone who does, find a pastor. I have to find a rabbi before Deshaun says a word. Mm-hmm. In the apology, it has to be, I've already spoken to said rabbi. Before he even says a word, he already has at least a phone conversation with the rabbi.
Uh-huh.
I would have had all that worked out before he said a word.
Yeah. All right, so there are two open lines now if you want to grab them. This is the first time we've been open, so it's 610-620-975. It's General Knowledge Wednesday, and it's presented by Testa North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Testa. Three grand prizes were given away, so you got to stack up a win. And then we're going to pick random three winners to get a $100 gift card to Nebrasa Brazilian Steakhouse, Nebrasa and Iron Abbey. They're both open for indoor and outdoor dining or curbside pickup. Check them out. The details at Nebrasa, NABRASA.com. General knowledge of fictional places and songs, English words of Italian origin, and America in the answer. So let's go to Seth in Lehigh Valley. Seth, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
What's up, Seth?
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on Deshaun Jackson. The way I would deal with it is, I mean, first of all, I think right off the bat, you need to suspend him for a couple games, without even discussing it or talking about it. I mean, that's just, you know, what he did and what he said was just, you know, unbelievable. But I think, you know, after that, I think you need to sit down with him face to face, you know, guys from the front office, maybe even some, you know, psychologists or whatever, and kind of get down to the bottom of what his thought process was before he posted that online and you know, what he was thinking. I mean,
he was propping up an African-American cause. But like for him not to know that invoking the name of Hitler and the probably the most atrocious human being ever, that wasn't going to get a reaction. That's just fundamental.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, you have to be like totally under the influence or something to even think that you could possibly put that on social media and be acceptable about it. It's just, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, man. You want general knowledge question, bro?
Sure.
Fictional places in songs. All right, and this might be a tough one, but it's a very popular song that's been for years, and most people who learn a guitar learn this song, like, first. All right, the clue is New Orleans house that's been the ruin of many a poor boy.
Oh, that would be the House of the Rising Sun.
That is correct. And for extra credit, who did it?
Eric Burdon and the Animals.
That's correct. Oh, my God.
Nice. That was a good one.
Learned to play that, right?
Guitar player.
Guitar players.
I'm not a
guitar player.
Yeah.
Know how to play.
Not me.
My mother was a tailor.
Another band.
She saw my new blue jeans.
Sounds nothing like how they speak. Again, another guy.
What, the Animals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, sounds nothing like that.
I follow a gambling man down in New Orleans. Aaron in Norristown, you'll be our next caller. We got a break. Mike Misnelli Show, back after this.
The Mike Misnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, let's get Twitter poll update at 3:30, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, Natalie Eganoff.
Thanks, Mike. Over 400 votes on this one so far. Are we hypocritical in the way we judge star athletes versus non-star athletes? 82% say yes, 18% say no.
All righty. Thank you very much. Oh, last night I was watching... forgot that this movie's in my top 20. Might be in my top 15. It was on last night. The very underrated movie, The Freshman.
Oh!
Have you ever seen The Freshman?
I've seen The Freshman.
Trying to remember who stars in the Freshman?
Marlon Brando is it.
Oh, yeah.
He plays the Don Corleone part, but not.
Yeah.
And check out the big brain on Brett is in it. What's his name? Check out the big brain on Brett from Pulp Fiction.
I don't know.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
Main character. His college roommate is, check out the big brain on Brett.
I don't remember his name.
Oh, what is his name? Bruno Kirby's in it. And the girl from Carlito's Way plays the daughter of Marlon Brando.
Oh.
Carlito's Way. Well, that's her name. I can't remember our actors' names.
I don't know her name.
Love interest in Carlito's Way.
I don't remember her name either. What is her name?
She's like a dancer type.
Hold on, let me look it up.
Cute.
Penelope Ann Miller.
Yeah, Penelope Ann Miller.
Yeah, I never knew her name.
And the other guy's name's Frank Whaley.
That's his name.
And the movie is like, it's pretty good. It's like they have to fetch a cargo from JFK Airport, and the cargo is a Komodo dragon. And they have to break, and the whole theme is that there's this exotic restaurant for high rollers that serve endangered species.
Right.
For dinner.
I haven't seen that in a while.
I remember liking it when I watched it. It's a pretty good movie. It's in my top 20. Very underrated. All right, let's go Aaron in Norristown. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Mike, how are you doing today?
What's going on, Aaron?
Not much. So I called yesterday, and I'm listening to this, and I can tell you it's unfortunate, but it's just, as I said yesterday, it's not going to change. The focus, and I appreciate you guys trying to tackle it, but you're not really going after the issue. The issue which you're not talking about is anti-Semitism. I could care less, as I said yesterday, whether or not he gets suspended. It's not going to do anything. You know the reason why none of the NFL players aren't speaking up? Just look at the gentleman who played for the Giants. The lineman, Schwartz. You know how many Jewish people are in the NFL? 3. You know, you see people praying after, you know, people, Judaism is a religion. It's not a nationality. You see players circling. I mean, it's almost a problem being Jewish in the NFL. You're not going to get one player to speak out against him. You know, I hear, like, when Tyrone was there, when you were off that week, I hear, like, you know, if you hear a person speaking out against, you know, racism, you should, or being racist, you should speak out against them. People don't care when you speak out about a Jewish people. People don't understand what the Judaism religion is. People don't understand how hard it is. You know, we don't even have holidays. You know, the only difference between a Jewish person and a Catholic person is that Catholic people believe Jesus was the Messiah and Jews don't. That's it. But instead, we're not talking about what anti-Semitism, the amount of acts of anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic crime that's been going on over the past thousands of years and really ratcheting up is not being discussed. And that's what is being perpetrated by comments like this that aren't going knowledge-based.
What was your point about the praying that you made earlier, that football players pray?
Right.
What was your point on that?
My point is that there are Jewish people who played in the NFL, and there's a lineman, I think his name's Dennis Schwartz for the Giants, who talked about it,
yeah.
That if you actually don't find Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're being told that your children will go to hell. That's what Jewish people and myself have been. I've been told that by so many people in my lifetime, that if I don't convert, that's why there's only 5.7 million Jewish people in the United States, and a third of them live in New York.
Are you expecting to solve disagreements about religion? People have all kinds of different views.
Mike, let me answer that question. Are you looking on your show to solve issues about racism?
You are publishing a problem on anti-Semitism, and I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm not taking a counterpoint. I just didn't understand what your point was with the praying part of it. If you're
a Jewish person gets shot in a Brooklyn store, nobody cares. You don't care. Nobody would care because they don't know.
Well, but a lot of people get shot in Brooklyn stores.
Reverse that comment. Imagine you say to me, a black person just got shot in a store.
You're making it seem like only Jewish people get shot in stores in Brooklyn. I understand totally about anti-Semitism, and I read the temples that are bombed and graffitied and stuff like that. I just don't know where you're going with this point.
I'm trying to say that it doesn't matter whether or not he gets suspended. The point is for people to understand why is there anti-Semitism, just like I need to understand why is there racism.
Well, of course, it's a problem. Like, why don't we understand other people's culture or religion is a problem we've been wrestling with for many years, Aaron.
Michael, I agree, but it seems like people are more focused on whether or not to suspend him than to worry about what's in his heart that makes him. What's in people's heart that thinks that Louis Farrakhan is an okay speaker?
But what is the reason why people want him suspended? Is that not an acceptance of anti-Semitism? Is the outrage not over the anti-Semitism?
Is suspending going to change his heart?
But they're trying to change his heart, Aaron. They're having him be educated. They're having to meet with rabbi. I mean, I don't understand what you're blanching at here.
I'm not blanching anything, Mike. I'm telling you I'm telling you specifically that the issue of anti-Semitism will never be addressed because Jews are beyond the minority. There's only, Michael, think of what I said. There's only 5.7 million in the United States. 2 million of them live in New York.
You're a very passionate man when it comes to Jewish causes, and I appreciate that. And I'm not arguing against that. The reason why there is outrage is because we care about anti-Semitism. I mean, that's the whole point of this whole thing. Now, I understand that we're not making this show about anti-Semitism because it's about the Sean Jackson plays for the Eagles, but I don't think there's anybody out there that's ignoring the anti-Semitism part of this.
And for the record, that one, it did come up on the show yesterday. Aaron probably missed that because Aaron does more talking than listening. And second of all, this has been one of the many things that have increased since the last election. The alt-right doesn't just hate black people. The alt-right hates mm-hmm. Jewish people as well. And it's funny, you had the guys on about the Christopher Columbus mm-hmm. statue yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It turns out they thought it was Antifa. Surprise, surprise, it was a white supremacist who was faking as Antifa, who made the initial quote-unquote threats on the Columbus statue that led to the violence. It was a white supremacist who hates both black people and Jewish people who started it. There is no, anybody who is reading right now is aware that the alt-right has grown since 2016, 2015 in a big way.
Yes.
We're all aware of that. None of us like it. And it absolutely has affected both black people and Jewish people in a very negative way.
Now, if his point is that more attention should be paid to anti-Semitism, I totally agree. We should be paying attention to everything that's anti. And we're, you know, maybe he feels excluded, but believe me, honest-minded people care about being anti any culture, race, or religion. Let's go to Ron on the cell. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Mike, how you doing?
Hello, Ron.
Good. Hey, how you doing, Tyrone and Natalie? It's good to talk to you guys. Hey, I got a question for you. A question and a comment, and then I will get off and listen.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagle, we're talking about DeSean Jackson, right, what you guys are talking about right now. Let me ask you a question. The Eagles have two Pro Bowl offensive linemen that are white. I don't want to use their names, so they didn't say anything stupid. But if they would have said the ridiculous stuff that DeSean Jackson said, what do you think would have happened to them?
I don't know. Riley Cooper wasn't suspended, and he used the N-word in a hateful way.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I completely agree. But now it's a little bit different time. Like, it's a cancel culture. You get fired for anything. What do you think would happen if one of those guys?
Well, Joe Banner kind of put it out in a tweet. He said it wouldn't be no question that they would be disciplined.
Right. So you think, what do you think is going to happen to DeSean? Any idea?
I don't think he's going to be disciplined. I don't think they're going to suspend him. I think they're going down a path where they're working day by day with this to try to feel people out.
Yeah.
And I think they're going down one avenue to see how that plays with the education part of it.
Seeing a rabbi is laughable. Who cares? Who cares? He already said it.
Yeah, yesterday we ran a poll.
Yeah.
These are sports talk listeners, sports talk fans, sports fans. 40% say nothing should happen to them.
Right.
So, well, and like you, you can't rub, but yeah, of course. But that's a factor in the whole thing.
Oh, I agree with you. We want to win. And
in what the Eagles are doing, they're considering how their customer feels about it also.
Right. No, I'm with you. It's a bad situation he put him in. And I got to get, but the last thing, I'm with Tyrone. With AI in the bubble, he'd have a fur coat on, 10 chains and a bowler hat.
Yep, and that'll be interesting to see, man, how he would react. I just think of his friends and how he would react to that. All right, here's your general knowledge question.
Okay.
English words of Italian origin.
Right on.
People who take unwelcome photos of celebrities.
Paparazzi.
That's correct. Paparazzi. Become a mainstream word?
Yes. Everybody knows what paparazzi is.
That's an unfortunate one.
Yeah.
Yeah, paparazzi?
They shouldn't exist.
Well, they're kind of not as popular as they used to be. They're not as necessary.
Well, TMZ's more powerful than ever.
Well, yeah.
And they're 100% paparazzi.
But it's just like, they've turned it into, it used to be there were so many more when there was all those magazines, but everybody just goes through the internet now.
That guy created an empire.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That Harvey dude.
Yeah, I have a love.
That fraud, that leech.
I know, I have a love. I actually have, it's more of like a hate relationship now. I can't stand TMZ.
Yeah, I haven't watched TMZ in years.
It's on every day. And no, I don't watch
TMZ sports things because you get a juicy story you can talk about every once in a while.
Yeah.
But that's just what we do. 610-632-0975. General Knowledge Wednesday, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Seven-five, The Fanatic.
Oh, it's 3:44. Mike Mussolini Show. 97.5, The Fanatic. I just wanted to mention this lady. We all got this book, the Beach Book.
Oh, yes. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, her name is Kathy Fallon. I've been meaning to do this for a long time. She sent us a card. And it's a beautiful, it's her, she designed the card too, right?
So yeah.
It's got, I'm a big fan of that weathered, semi-broken wooden rail fence.
Yeah.
You know, with the path, the wooden path, mm-hmm. and the shrub, the brown grass high, growing high.
Yeah.
So she did this coffee table book called A Coastal Journey and sent us a copy of each one.
Yeah,
it's beautiful photos.
Stunning.
Yeah, she's a photographer. She's like sunsets and beautiful beach scenes and the whole bit. So I want to thank her for that. It's really nice of her.
Yeah, that was so kind of her.
She said, I love the show. I watch it every day, along with my 92-year-old mother.
Oh.
So shout out. I want to do something to say thank you to you guys for soldiering on during this pandemic and giving us all some entertainment to look forward to each day. You talk about the Jersey Shore a lot, so I thought you might like to copy my book as my way of saying thanks, Kathy Fallon. So thank you, Kathy, for that. It's a beautiful book.
The pictures are stunning.
Yes.
They really are.
All right, so our pal Colby Cohen from NBC Sports Philadelphia has weighed in on the situation.
Yeah, he's watching the show, and mm-hmm. he tweeted about this last night. But he's one of the few Jewish professional mm-hmm. athletes. There are not that mm-hmm. many, mm-hmm. as Aaron was correct about that. He actually thinks that cutting him would be counterproductive. He thinks that he needs to get in front of people and learn mm-hmm. why he was wrong. And he thinks that many times he says that, what about if there was a Jewish person in a Jewish community that might have said something racist? But they don't even know black people. It wasn't intentional. He believes, basically he thinks that it would be counterproductive to cut him. The education thing, meeting with a rabbi, mm-hmm. the stuff that Michael Rubin talked about,
yeah.
he agrees with that tact more than removing him from the team.
All right, and he's probably as right about that. I believe there has to be at least a one-game suspension. So I'm kind of, Ty, I think you believe the same thing.
Yeah.
I get the education part of it, but the disregard to drop a Hitler reference to me is something that needs to be more than just education. That's the way. I think it's all good. I think the intentions are good. Let them go through education and learn about other people's religion and cultures and whatever. But I think that this is, you can't totally excuse the guy when he drops a Hitler thing in there,
yeah,
in my view.
Yeah, I agree. There are people who are against cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, I think cancel culture is fake. Because, like, did Drew Brees get canceled? He's still the quarterback of the Saints. He didn't get canceled. But I do think that you should not be removed from any possible consequence. So while I understand, I guess canceling would be cutting, if you're against cancel culture, there still should be some punishment if you do something this wrong.
Yeah, and listen, the hypocrisy is involved in this as well. Because would we be saying anything about education if it was not a DeSean Jackson type player?
No.
The conversation would be, you cut him. So I think we hold back here because it is DeSean Jackson. And it's natural that we hold back. He's an important player. We're sellouts that way.
And you know, what's funny, with Jewish people in sports, it's a tough line because Jewish people are absolutely involved in sports,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily as players, though.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to be acknowledging facts. So then it's like Jeffrey Lurie, you can't say he's not involved in sports. He darn sure is.
Mm-hmm.
So I do wonder, since a lot of power brokers in professional sports happen to be Jewish, how what they feel amongst themselves, and we don't really get the role in those circles at all to know. But I am interested in what Jeffrey Lurie and other prominent Jewish people think about this.
You know, that really should be some kind of a TV show.
Yeah.
It should be like a town hall meeting that I think that we'd all be interested in and we all can learn from with their perspective on it.
I would watch it.
All right, let's go Patrick in New Jersey. Patrick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Patrick.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Pat?
If DeSean Jackson was a school teacher or principal, a police officer, worked for the corporation, or was a newscaster, like, you know, he would have been fired the next day.
Well, I don't know about that. Because there's a woman in Percocet who's been spewing racial epithets, and she's on the school board. So you never know in certain communities what's going to happen. Riley Cooper wasn't cut, right?
Yeah, that was before. But a school board is different, too, because they're elected officials. They'd have to resign.
They can be pressured. They can be pressured to move out of there. Yeah, what I'm saying is that there are different standards depending on where you're coming from.
Yeah, there are different standards, mm-hmm. but the basic standard is that if you work for a corporation, you get fired.
But this isn't a corporation. This is a service where that you have customers, and you're not an employee like you would be of a corporation. You are a professional player, and there are different standards for that, right?
Yeah, because he's a football player.
Well, of course,
We want to look the other way.
Well, of course we do, right? Yeah. You would rather have a good team than a bad team, right?
But I don't think it can overlook what he said.
If you're the owner, you have to weigh it. If you're the owner, you're telling me that you would immediately think to weaken my team and cut the guy. See, it's not as easy a decision depending on where you're standing.
I guess it comes down to character.
But sports isn't about character, like 100%, is it?
No, but
sports is about winning, and you own a team to win.
I think everything should be about character.
Yeah, well, that's unrealistic.
Yeah, everything's unrealistic right now.
Well, all right, let me give you a general knowledge question.
I'll try.
America is in the answer. All right, so that should be easy. So let's go with. I don't know if you'll know this one. Notable Green Day song.
Yeah.
Are you out?
I'm not a Green Day dude. Well, I'm older than that.
Yeah, I can. It's probably why I thought that you wouldn't know.
American Idiot?
It's American Idiot. Wow, it's the breaks.
The cards
he got one
the cards
that was a little above his head.
Yeah.
All right, let's go, John and Sherry Hill. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, John?
Mike, how have we gotten from a sadistic cop in Minneapolis to here where we are now today?
Well, you know what? I think we needed it. We needed to come here.
Okay.
All right? So every now and then, some things have to be in review. And this has caused us to be in review.
Well, now that Steven Jackson is... jumped on the open season bandwagon with DeSean Jackson. Where does it stop, Mike?
Yeah.
People sit here saying...
Steven Jackson isn't speaking for a majority of people. Steven Jackson...
It doesn't matter, he's jumping on... But
Okay, so you take it for whatever it's worth. What do I care what Steven Jackson says? Like, why would it bother you what he says in opposition to this?
Because if it was reversed, Mike...
There's always going to be somebody who does something like this. So why? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to like make everybody toe the same line? You know, everybody doesn't toe the same line. So why would you care? Why would it impact your life if Steven Jackson has something to say?
Because where does it stop, Mike?
What do you mean, where does it stop? It stopped with Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson made the idiotic comment. How's that affect your life?
No, DeSean makes the comment, and everybody sits there and says, oh, DeSean, he didn't understand what he was saying. He didn't realize it. Did you ever think that the guy was just a moron? That he's just stupid?
Okay, and he's under the hot light for being stupid.
Nothing's going to happen to him, Mike. He's not going to get suspended.
Okay, so that's there. But why? I'm trying to figure out where's your anger coming from. Like, why are you angry?
Where does what stop? All of this racial stuff. When does it stop?
Why should it stop if there's a racial problem? Why is it more comfortable for you to make it stop instead of finding solutions?
Oh, they have been trying to find solutions for 50
so,
years.
So are we supposed to stop?
Solution, Mike?
See, so why are we supposed to stop? If your mind's not going to be open to change and progress, then you're part of the problem.
I'm not part of the problem.
Yes,
My
you are.
Where is the solution?
What do you mean? Where does it stop is the stupidest thing you could possibly say. Where does it stop? Why should it stop? 4 o'clock hours ahead. We've got Rich Hoffman to talk some Sixers after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.